In recent days, IBIC, as the voice of Irish business, we have launched a campaign called Reboot and Reimagine. So it's a culmination of input and insights from across IBIC membership, including the Northwest region. And the Reboot and Reimagine campaign, it sets out a blueprint for the reboot and reimagine of the economy to deliver a more sustainable future for all in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic. And the pandemic presents enormous challenges for business and for society, and it does require innovative thinking and a courageous set of actions. So in our campaign, we have set out a number of policy actions for a reboot and a reimagine of the economy across three phases. So 100 days is the first phase, then to the end of 2020, and then the end of 2023. So we, all in all, there's about 200 recommendations in the campaign plan that are all costed. So the campaign overall aims to galvanise stakeholders with a set of actions to keep businesses alive, to get people back into jobs, and also to encourage people, when it's safe to do so, to get back out there into the economy and to try and spend money. And we have looked at specifics of this from a stimulus point of view as well in our report. And any of the I suppose among the key recommendations are a 15 billion euro reboot plan within the first 100 days of the new government and an increase of 25 billion euro in the lifetime of the national development plan. And this would be through a combination of exchequer, private and other finance as well.
Particularly in the Northwest, this depends a lot on tourism. This will be a sector that would need to be looked at immediately.
Absolutely. So in terms of the regions and COVID-19, the economic impact of the crisis will have far-reaching implications. And while it is difficult to quantify what the eventual impact will be on the regions, they will be disproportionately impacted. So there needs to be a significant ramping up of regional investment to ensure that no region is left behind. And regions rely heavily on the tourism sector. And as a result, our rural regions are less resilient than others to the crisis and will be more severely impacted. And I suppose as a country, we have one of the highest levels of regional economic disparity in the EU. An investment in critical infrastructure in the regions and enhancing connectivity and enhancing accessibility will be more important than ever post-crisis. So in terms of the Northwest region specifically, investment plans such as the National Broadband Plan and a wider National Development Plan must benefit the regional economy as quickly as possible. So for example, road projects in the Northwest such as the N4 to Sligo, and the N14, the Letterkenny to Lifford Road and the A5 and the Atlantic Corridor routes will be more important than ever post-crisis. And of course, there's also Brexit. An investment in critical road infrastructure projects will also strengthen the regional economy against the challenges and the backdrop of the challenges that arise from Brexit, to which the Northwest region is particularly exposed. And we must remember the Northwest region, it is the only region not connected to Dublin by motorway. And peripherality, whether perceived or otherwise, is a real challenge for businesses operating here. And that needs to be addressed. So we have called out in our Reboot and Reimagine campaign, we've identified a number of recommendations to support our regional economies from reviewing and upscaling the National Development Plan. And this is really important and it's essential in order to deliver a major investment stimulus in the region. Also, there's a whole host of recommendations and very targeted interventions in there as well. For example, the rolling out of a 200 million euro annual town growth fund to support the revitalisation of town centres and to bring them back to life again. And also, obviously, given the impact on the tourism and hospitality sector, reintroducing and extending the 9% VAT rate for that sector that has been so badly impacted is really, really crucial. And many restaurants and cafes and towns and villages across the region will have to make large investments in order to reopen and encourage customers back into their businesses as well. So this initiative and this recommendation is really important. So a whole host of recommendations throughout the IBIC Reboot and Reimagine campaign. And we must address infrastructure deficits and invest ambitiously in our regions. And developing our regions, really, it must be at the heart of the economic recovery. And the aftermath of the crisis, it presents a real opportunity to stimulate this investment in regions. And the cost of borrowing for capital projects is lower than ever.